Welcome.
And welcome to this week's Mungal Show. I am Matt Mungal. Always appreciate you hanging out with us. If we haven't had a chance to say it yet, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2026. We look forward to a great year again and appreciate always you hanging out with us as we talk about what we're watching on the big screen, the little screen, everything in between. Everything we do, you can check out mungalshow.com. On this week's show, we're going to get into some more award season. We're going to talk about the box office, the Critics' Choice Award winners, the SAG nominations that just came out, what we're watching, and more. I say we, joining me as always from thischicksflix.com, it is Susan Kamyop Stevens.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing great.
Literally the noms for SAG just came out. That's crazy.
I know. We're going to talk about those SAG nominations in a second. I was watching Today's Show this morning, and I kind of forget because we've been right in the midst of award season and everything going on, but they've been really pushing the Winter Olympics start in February. Do you watch the Olympics? Are you like big Olympic person? Because that's a big thing on TV. I remember when everybody was glued to the television.
Yeah, no, that's not my thing. I will say there was a period, the two times I remember, well, when Nancy Kerrigan was in the Olympics for winter. Ice skating, she was my favorite and we were glued to it. So that was, and then was it Christy Yamaguchi? Is that her name?
Yeah.
So those were like our two favorites. So every time they came on, we were like glued, and we liked the ice skating. My family was big into the ice skating. And then other than that, the Summer Olympics of like Nastia Lukin and Sean Johnson, because gymnastics was our favorite. That's what I remember. Other than that, I think my sister is big into it, so she will watch the entire thing. Oh, and my family likes the opening and closing ceremonies.
Yeah. Yeah, the opening ceremonies are always fun. It's tough now because, I mean, unless you watch live, I mean, social media is just, I mean, you know who won. It's like, remember, it always would be in prime time, and so you'd have to, like, just don't do anything all day if you wanted to watch it and not know what happened. So I don't know. That's the only thing that's bummed out the Olympics for me is the spoilers now of not being able to watch it live.
Well, then I think that's kind of that's what's kind of hurt stuff like that. Like those kind of cool live things is that people just rely on TikTok and Instagram to catch the highlights and be like, oh, here's the best part of the opening ceremonies. I don't even need to watch it. They don't even go to YouTube anymore. They're just like, What clips did I see?
Yeah. So I think it's going to stream on Peacock, and then I think all of their little sublet channels will show a lot. So I don't know. I just like watching the Olympics for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because it's like this cool thing. And I remember it was only like every 4 years, and now it's every 2 years, and I don't know.
Well, is it because of winter? Is winter and summer like different amount of times?
Yeah, I think they do winter, and then 2 years later they do summer, and then 2 years later they do winter. And they used to do every 4 years they would do both.
Okay,
I got you. Almost like the FIFA Cup. It was like, yeah. So I don't think the summer and winter are in the same years anymore. Maybe they are. I don't think so. Anyway, I'm going to be watching, so we'll probably be talking about that a little bit on the show.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll probably still catch some of it. So it's a big deal. You're right. Like literally, that is. I do appreciate stuff like that because those are the things that get the families together at the TV. So,
Yep. And, you know, it's one of those things where other than television, there's a lot of movies going on. I mean, we're in January. We always consider this the suck month for movies because it seems like nothing comes out. It used to be nothing till May, but now March has been kind of cool. February has been sort of fun.
I think February has good stuff, too.
Yeah, it does. Right now, there's no shocker that Avatar is still the number one movie in the box office. Mm-hmm. So you watched it at home.
Yes.
Do you wish you would have seen it in the theater on the big screen?
No, I was so happy I got to watch it at home because I was bored a lot of the time. It was too long. It's like 3.5 hours. It has no business being that long. Like, if it was 2 hours long, I probably would have enjoyed it more. But
yeah,
visually, it was still beautiful on the small. And our screen isn't small. We have a very big movie, like screen. We watch it. We turn off the lights, all that stuff. So we got the gist of the effects. I just, no, I would not want to be in the theater for that long for that movie. Sorry.
Yeah. And before
You
we talk about other things on the box office, I saw this thing that was funny. What's his name? Just left me. The guy that did Frankenstein.
Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, Del Toro. Golly, why couldn't I remember that? He
Yeah.
said that he only screens his movies. He doesn't do like people screening. He like has other directors watch, like his top 10 favorite people watch and then critique it. And that's his sort of. And he said that James Cameron watched Frankenstein and there was this 12-minute scene that James was like, it's a little long. You need to cut it out. And I'm like, and James Cameron's telling somebody to cut something out of his movie, Mr. I got to make everything 3.5 hours. I thought that
Wow.
was just so ironic that he said, yeah, James Cameron had me cut this 12-minute scene that he felt was just didn't add to the story.
That is hilarious. Of all the directors, you're going to have the guy who makes this and wants to do two more avatars, mind you. Like,
Yeah.
that's insane. That is very
Yeah.
funny.
And actually, he's done six so far, if you think about it, because all if you do 3 3-hour movies, that's really six solid movies. He could have already done
Basically,
six.
yeah.
All right. Well, other than Avatar, it looks like Zootopia 2 is at number two, The Housemaids at three, no surprise. Marty Supreme at four, Anaconda, nice, and at five, and SpongeBob
Yeah.
at six.
Did you see Housemaid 2? Or it was just
No, we were over
your
the
wife and
holidays. We were
daughter,
going to
yeah.
go, and my wife and daughter were going to see Housemaid. My son and I were going to see Anaconda. And then we started passing around this sickness. I was the only one that didn't get sick the whole holiday. So,
Lucky you.
knocking on wood there. But yeah, so it was either Milo was sick and then Katie wasn't. And we're just like, you know what? Let's just stay home and watch movies.
Also,
So that's
you
what we
guys
ended
never
up doing.
even did it this weekend. Y'all didn't even go to the theater. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Because Katie was sick.
Yeah.
She flew home back to New York yesterday and she was actually still sick yesterday with like just coughing and hacking. And so, we'll just kind of see it on our own probably here coming up. Coming out this weekend, Primate, Greenland 2, Chronology of Water.
Which you saw and direct or and interviewed Kristen Stewart and Imogen Poots. I can't wait to see that interview.
Yeah, I call it an interview. It's more like a here's a question, what is your really long answer? But yeah.
Well, you get 4 minutes. What can you talk about,
It is
really?
what it is. But yeah, Chronology of Water is one I think definitely you need to watch at home. I admire Kristen. I love what she has done. And the fact this was her directorial debut was exciting. So I applaud her for that. I just don't know if it's going to hit in the theater for all viewers. I think if you like really artsy, if you read the memoir, I would do a lot of research before going to see this one in the theater for sure.
It
Don't.
feels very Tree of Life, and that's why I
Ugh.
can't. Or sorry, no, not Tree. Like Terrence
Oh
Malick.
yeah,
I
it's
wouldn't
very
say
Terrence Malick.
it's
Yeah.
better than Tree of Life, but it feels Terrence Malick still, and that is so hard for me to get on board with. I struggled with it, and I love Kristen Stewart. I really do think she can. There are things. When she is passionate, I love seeing her thrive, and I know she was passionate about this. I don't know. I know you, but you liked it, right?
You know, I did. I appreciated it again, sitting at home, dark room, watching it, kind of analyzing it, and going, you know what? This is some beautiful moments. Jim Belushi is co-stars in it and has an amazing speech. And he's talking to this new class of actors. And it's just it's so powerful. Or writers, not actors. He's talking to this room of writers. And so there's some really great moments in it. But yeah, I just don't know how it's going to hit in the theater. But yeah, you can check out I'm going to post it probably the interview later this week. So it'll be out there, the question answer. I'm calling it.
So
The
cool
one that's most
though.
intriguing me is Primate. Do you, we
I didn't watch Primate, but I heard it was really good because our friends saw it at Fantastic Fest and they said it was great. So I do want to see it. I just don't think I'm going to go to the press screening for it. Are you going? I think that's a great one to watch at home.
Yeah, I'm definitely waiting for that one at home. I mean, just watching reading the synopsis and watching the trailer, it makes it feel like it's a new Cujo movie, but with a monkey.
It does. It feels very, I mean, it's that formula, but I did hear it's good. And I think it has potential to be like, Megan, the first Megan was a January film. This feels like the Megan of this January, where it's going to be a really great, instead of a doll, it's this ape. So,
Yeah, but I guess he gets bit by a rabid animal, and these people are trapped in a pool instead of being trapped in a car like Cujo. I don't know. I just get leery because I don't want another Monkey Man or whatever that monkey box, Stephen King, the monkey. movie,
Oh, I
right?
don't think it's gonna be the monkey. This looks way better than that. That was terrible. I hated the
The
monkey.
Monkey was the worst. It was like the worst movie ever, and I was really leery. But I'm glad people are coming out of Fantastic Fest saying Primate's good. So that gives me a little bit of hope for that.
Yes.
And then the only other thing is Greenland 2.
Which I'm like, what is that?
I mean, Greenland was an interesting movie.
Oh, you saw it already?
Greenland, the first one I saw like a long time ago when it
What is
came
it?
out.
Jeez, there's two? Why do I
Yeah,
not
this
know
is
this one?
Greenland 2. That's why the big two is at the end.
Oh God. No. No,
I
thank
mean, it was
you.
like one of those edge of your seat action packed, like, all of those films like San
Okay.
Andreas and The Cave and all those where it's like, ooh, natural disaster's coming. Can we survive? So
I
it's
do
another one of
remember this
those.
now.
Yeah, like I said, the first one wasn't bad. It's definitely a great render. It was a perfect streamer. And I'm wondering if Greenland 2 is going to be a good streamer as well. But I don't know. We shall see. All right. Well, let's get on to some of the big things I want to talk about this week. You went to the Critics' Choice Awards this year, the one in Santa Barbara at the Barker Hangar. I haven't been in a while. It's kind of hit and miss whether we go, but you did get a chance to go. It was interesting because I watched it at home and I had a little bit different aspect of the show, not being there like you were. I thought it was still a great award show. We're making progress every year, making great strides to show people and watchers what the Critics' Choice Association Award is. I think we're just as good, if not better, than the Golden Globes. We still don't have that notoriety. You and I kind of complain about that a lot, but overall, you were there. The energy was probably high. I thought it was a really great show watching it on television. How was it there?
Honestly, it was really great in person. I mean, I thought the energy was like in the room, it felt like everybody was having a good time. Like all press and talents were all very friendly and mingling. No one seemed like every and anytime I saw any like talent, with the exception of maybe some people who don't get it, not being socially aware. But for the most part, like talent was really nice to anybody that came up to them as long as they were tasteful about tactful, had tact about it. But no, I mean, like, especially when the awards were happening, I mean, people were cheering and laughing. And so it was interesting because I thought that Chelsea Handler did a pretty good job with the opening. And then I did watch it back and I was like, oh, I saw like, because, my husband watched too, Trevor, and he was like, she was good like half. And then it got like kind of like awkward. And I knew exactly what I was talking about. She started strong. I thought in the beginning it was pretty good. And then the second half, she starts to like stumble. She fumbles over her words a lot. I noticed that she does. I mean, it's hard. I can't imagine
Sure.
doing that, but I still wonder how much she wants to do it. And I think it's just her delivery, her kind of humor. I think translates really well in like that kind of when she had her show, like Chelsea or whatever. I used to watch that show and it was very like Office S, like that dry humor, for whatever. Like it works in a show like that, but I don't know how much it works for our show as a host. So I do love Chelsea Handler. I did see how some jokes didn't land, but in person, everybody it didn't feel as silent as it did sometimes in the TV.
Right. And I think a lot of times we didn't get an audience audio feed, which makes it hard as a viewer because you do interact off that audience. And, whereas the whole room might have been clapping or laughing, you don't hear that on the television side. So it's almost like the jokes land with no reaction, which kind of it's interesting. So, yeah, I feel like she was stronger in the past as a host. Like I said, we all have a bad night. We have off nights. You don't ever know what's going on,
Yeah, I think her first 2 years, she was really good. And then it kind of, host get burned out. But for the most part, like everybody was having a good, like, I don't think anyone was silent. The only time I ever noticed any kind of like silence that somebody was trying to be funny and people didn't really think it was that funny was when Jean Smart won her award and she went on and on reading this thing that was kind of a diss to critics. And yeah, like it was.
Yeah,
It
I
was
didn't
just, it just
understand at
wasn't
first. I
funny.
didn't know if she was being funny and dissing critics by reading all these. Because we've had people do that before, where they read these scathing critics' reviews, but then she
Yeah.
tried to turn it around where and show that, but with all that they say, it's still so important. But then that didn't come across, and so I don't know what the point of that speech was.
I think she didn't like, well, it didn't help her delivery. I think it would have been, if she would have had like a lighter tone to it from the start and been like, yeah, this critic said this, this, and that, or whatever, but, and all, but like laughed about it herself and be like, okay, but, and then this, and so we appreciate you guys. It was just, and there was like at one point where she was like, oh, like it's like she caught it. She was like, oh, I have another one really going at it for critics, really. And it's like, I didn't like that part. It was like she was about to get to the nice part, and then she, oh wait, here's another one to really stick it to the critics. And it's like,
Right. Yeah, so if she was trying to be humorous, it didn't come across.
I noticed the room was like, and silent. And then when she was like, it just wasn't funny. Like even the talent didn't think it was funny. It was kind of like, what are you doing? Where is this going? Whereas like, and you mentioned to me, is it Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel who does the mean tweets?
It's Jimmy Fallon.
It is. Oh, okay. Well, I was just thinking about Kimmel. Like he does a little, his like little digs to the critics were like funny. And then like, then he like proceeds to thank us all like heartfeltly. He even like shouted out three critics, lucky critics.
I know, right?
I was like, who are you guys? Did you like go like email Jimmy Fallon or something or Jimmy Kimmel? Like
They must be friends.
I support him too. Yeah,
I
one of them
know
was
we all
apparently somebody
do.
you went to high school with. I was like, all
Yeah,
right.
crazy. What was your favorite acceptance speech of the night for the Critics' Choice Awards?
Okay, that's kind of hard. Ooh, who was the best? Oh, well, I will say Jesse Buckley's makes me cry every time. I watched it. I was there, and when I was there, I cried. I teared up, and when I watched it back, I teared up again. I was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. I really liked watching Miles Caton. Caden? Caden. I think it's like pronounced Caden. I
Oh, is
thought
it, I
he
thought it
had.
was Canton for some reason.
Well, see, Chelsea Handler said that, and then she
Ah.
corrected. Am I like, I
Yeah.
feel like there's somebody that's like really obvious that I am
Well,
missing.
I liked the main guy from Adolescence, the older guy.
Oh, his was great.
His was talking, just talking about how his mom told him, "You're never going to be above anybody or below everybody. So let's just, let's all treat each other with kindness and respect, and we're all in this together." He had some really good things to say, especially where our world is right now. So I liked that one a lot, and the two that you mentioned, I think, were strong.
And I obviously I liked Kimmel's. I thought Kimmel's was funny. Kimmel's was funny. And then did you?
I mean, I thought they were all good. Those were just the standouts to me. I mean, I like Kimmel, so.
Yeah. And then
Timothy was very surprised. I don't know if it was a great speech, but it was an interesting moment because I felt like seemed really surprised.
I think he was surprised. I liked Timmy's speech. I was going to say he was one of my favorites too, just because I thought it was shocking. And this is, and everyone likes to say that he's like feeling himself and he's full of himself. And I'm like, so dude was that full of himself, he would have had a piece of paper written in front of him, ready to go. He did not anticipate for sure winning. I don't think he thought he was winning for sure because he was up against Leo DiCaprio, who has been sweeping more in the local associations. He's been getting more, so it probably is a big part of him is like, I'm not gonna win for sure, but like I like that he said he was more nervous than he thought he was. I like that he said like, I don't know if I'm gonna get a chance to be up here again.
That was an interesting line. Like, does that mean
Really?
that he's going to step aside from acting for a while, or that he
Maybe
didn't
not.
expect us to appreciate him? I mean, that was just one of those telling lines, like out of nowhere. Like, why would you not
Really?
be back up here again? I mean, it's a very catalyst in the start of your career. I feel
No,
like
that's
he's
what
going to be up there 100 times.
yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like people t mistake his like kind of like awkwardness for an ego. And I'm like, I don't think that's what it is. I think he's more humble than people give him credit for. I don't think he's self-deprecating a little bit. Like
Maybe so.
he doesn't know, like he cares so much about his craft, and he wants to win. He made that very clear because he wants to be a great like Daniel Day-Lewis, but he doesn't know if he's like actually if people see him like that, you
Right.
know? So he's just trying to be like, I don't know if I'm gonna get another opera. I don't know if y'all are gonna vote for me again or if I'm gonna no, he's not gonna stop. He's trying to say like, I don't know if you guys, and he's probably seeing how many people are like mistaking his Marty Supreme for a jerk.
Yeah,
And
maybe
he's
he is trying
not.
to backpedal on that and try to show a different side that, like, look, that was just a gag skit. That wasn't real life. So it's
He's
interesting.
not that. I saw him at the show. He is a very nice guy, and he was nice to even the most annoying of fans.
Yeah. And speaking of that, I was going to ask you because I like to ask you this question because you are not a, ooh, let me take a picture with everybody there, post it on Facebook. I mean, you don't. And I appreciate that so much. I've said that. Who did you talk to there that was like, wow, that was kind of a really cool moment? I know you probably didn't take a picture with them. You'd never mentioned it online, but was there somebody that you bumped into or had a chance to even interact with
Well,
just a little bit that was just like amazing?
when Ariana Grande walked by me, we did like smile. There was a smile. I wasn't gonna stop her, but I did think that what you would call it kind of like standing there with Seth Rogen, but I've interviewed him before, but Seth Rogen was he stepped on my friend. He stepped on him and then he apologized. And then I was in his way and I was like, or I felt like I was in his way. And he was like, and I go, I'm sorry. He's like, oh no, I'm sorry. And he's like, hey, like he almost was like, how are you? Like, you know, and good. And then we were just like standing there with his wife waiting for a commercial break. And I just thought what was like nice about him is that one, he's just so freaking friendly. I feel like he is not a, excuse me, the fact that he even like stood with people, like we were right by him, but I saw that he was caring a lot about what he was missing in the show. He was like telling his wife, he's like, who's winning? Oh, blah, 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 just won. Okay. And he was like curious, which I know it's a small thing, but you know, I know you were worried about thought his speech was him being rude to us, but I think that's just the running joke with the Critics' Choice. I think he truly cared because if he didn't care, he would have taken his award. This is after his win, I think. And I think he would have just drank some booze and been like, I don't care. I don't care who's, I don't care about the show. He wanted to get back in there and watch. And I saw
And
him.
that's good. I was glad to hear that because I was, you just never know from, because I know they're nervous. I don't care how big of a celebrity you are. When you're on there and you've just won something and you're trying to say something to a room of your peers at that level, even, there's got to be a little bit of animosity. So that's kind of cool. And I saw a picture with you and of you and Jeff Goldblum. He seemed to be the one that I've seen him with a picture of a lot of people. Like he was really loved just hanging out and meeting people.
Yeah, I almost didn't go up to him because I was like, oh, I don't want to bother him. But my friend brought up a good point. He's like, he's here at 1 o'clock. He's here like right when it started. You do not show up right when it starts if you don't want these people to come up to you. And I was watching him. I was like, oh, he's enjoying everybody coming up to him. He didn't move. He didn't have a purse. There was no handler there near him. No bodyguard. I mean, if they did, they were not in sight. He was circled. Like people were around him. He was like twisting around to like everybody. And he didn't even seem even the littlest bit annoyed. So I was like, I'm going up there. And he was so freaking nice and kind. And I don't know. Like a lot of these moments I have with these celebrities feel a little bit like a blur because it's kind of like surreal. Like I can't remember the full conversations and sometimes they talk and it's really loud and I can't hear everything they say. And I'm like, right, yeah. But he was very sweet and he had no problem just like putting his arm around me and like taking the cell, you know, the pictures, like, let's do this. And he's just cool guy. Everybody got a picture with him because he wanted it.
And he's one of those guys that he just seems genuine in that. So that was good to hear. Yeah, so I've always liked him. All the way back to the days of the Fly, man. He is the dude. He is the dude for sure. Well, again, it does seem like a great one. I felt like, our last show we voted live for our picks. I felt like we were pretty spot on. I didn't know if
For
there
the
was any
most
huge
part.
surprises. I mean, even when we were voting, it was like, hey, I'm voting for this person, but this person's probably going to win. And they did.
For the
So
most
I can't
part,
think of any just blatant surprises. Did you have any?
Oh, there was a surprise. I was surprised that Jacob Elordi won for Frankenstein. I don't think we really anticipated that. I think a lot of people thought like maybe Sean Penn. I guess there's a little bit of hope for Adam Sandler, but I get it. I mean, that's like a personal preference is Adam Sandler for me. But I kind of thought somebody else. But I mean, I'm happy for Jacob Elordi. Are you happy for him?
Oh, I was 100% happy. Yeah, it was kind of you're right. That was one when we were going over our ballot. We were like, it'd be cool if he won, but he doesn't seem to have a chance.
And I was surprised about Amy Magdegan or whatever. I wasn't sure if she would win, but I was happy for her. I remember people were like, we were like, what? Okay. Because you kind of thought maybe Ariana, maybe Tiana. And they were both so happy for her, which was really cute, like sweet to see.
I really wanted Ariana for that.
I
You
wanted
know, and
Ariana.
I don't get mad when people win. I will say I was a little disappointed. I'm not sure, and I've said this to you. I've said it several times in other places. I feel like with her role in Weapons, take away the styling, the makeup, and the hair, it's not a role. She didn't really do anything that we haven't seen in 1,000 different horror films. She didn't anything in that acting wise that stood out to me at all.
I disagree.
I know, and probably most people would. I
I think
just.
she was phenomenal in that role. And I don't, I mean, yeah, kudos to the hair and makeup, but you can put hair and makeup on me, and I'm not going to do that with that role. There's no way. She was Gladys. Like she made that character creepy. She just did something. Now, again, I don't know. I voted for Ariana, but I wasn't mad at it at all. I get it. But and I do want to say I was so happy for the Pitt wins because but I got a photo was Noah Wiley meeting him because he was so nice. I got to tell him that we essentially named our son after Dr. Carter. It was a big reason why we named him Carter. And just he cares so much about this comeback. Like he really cares and cares about people in the medical field and shining them in a good light like this. So seeing the love for the show and his career is awesome.
Well, that's good. That's another great moment that I think comes out of these kind of award shows and being there. And that's what I appreciate is, these people who run up and take a really quick selfie just to post it, that's different than talking to someone and having a genuine moment with them and sharing something personal. I think that means so much to them, more than just a, ooh, let me just use you for a feed grab real quick.
Clickbait. No. And I felt bad. I told Trevor about it. He's like, you didn't tell him that that he's the reason I went into the medical field. I was like, what? I forgot about that.
I was like,
He is the
shoot.
reason. I was like, that would have been, I think he would have been even because he was already like touched by that, but I was like, oh my God. And I totally blanked that that's yeah, he wanted to
Wow.
become like a
That's awesome.
because of him.
Crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I'm sure he would have appreciated that. Well, again, I think it was a great award show. I think it's a step in the right direction. We're on USA and E now instead of CW. So that's a plus. Back in the Barker hangar, which is bigger. I think that's a plus. So I think we have a few things to tweak, maybe with a new host. I loved that there were no ties this year.
Oh my God, that was a big step in the right direction. Oh, the only thing we really need, I would say the two major things, probably a new host. Yes. And then please, I don't care if the show is 4 hours long, present all the awards on stage. Because when it comes down to it, if you're watching an award show and you care about film, you're gonna watch the whole thing. And it's really, really that is a moment that really sucks is being there and seeing like Ludwig win best score and then him looking like like oh I can't okay well, I guess I don't get to do it. And like the two adapted screenplays like Ryan Coogler can't even go up and give a speech like come on
I know. And those are big awards. Those are main awards.
foreign
So,
language film oof that was cringe to not present that.
So again, there's some things we need to tweak, but we're making strides, and I think that's the main thing. So, we kicked off award season maybe a little earlier than we should have, but we have the Golden Globes this Sunday. We have the SAGs coming out, and then the Oscars will round everything out in March. So, speaking of the SAGs, and to segue into that, You mentioned Ariana Grande. We both voted for her. She didn't win. We didn't vote in Cynthia Erivo in any of our noms. And then as the SAG Awards are here, in this final 10 minutes that we have, as I'm reading through them, they were just announced maybe an hour before we're doing the show here. I didn't see anything that stood out, but again, no Cynthia. Is that surprising that through this process, because a lot of people say that Ariana was a big part of this Wicked, but again, it was Cynthia's story. What do you think is the reason that we're not seeing Cynthia and only seeing Ariana? Was that a studio call?
No, I think it's because, and I love you, Cynthia. And in the first film, I could have even argued she might have just, she should have won. She was like winnable in the first film. But in the second film, it's more about Ariana. She's the one that you emotionally connect with more, is Ariana Grande's character. Because in the first half, I feel you connect with Cynthia's. So she's. I said this to you guy like right after the movie. I was like, I just liked Ariana more in this one. Like I found she's a little bit more forgettable, and she didn't have any of those big numbers either. Like in the first film, like she was blowing us away in the songs in the last one. Like I cried, and this time she did well, but it was nothing special.
There were a couple of strong duets again, and I think the only and they wrote that No Place Like Home original song for her to sing, which I think was one of the flattest songs in the movie.
None of the
So,
song, none of the
yeah, I
reading.
was just curious about that because when the SAG Awards came out, I was like, I wonder if I'm gonna see Cynthia in here because this is solely based on performance. Anything that stood out to you if you had a chance to look over the SAG noms?
Yes, I have. Yes, because I noticed that they didn't put Joel Edgerton. Jesse Plemons is in here for lead actor.
Which I'm excited about.
Yeah, he was really good. I'm not mad about it, but no. So that was kind of shocking. And then I figured you're happy about your girl Kate Hudson getting in there.
I am very happy about Kate Hudson. And another one of my girls, what are you calling that, is in there too. Jenna Ortega is in there for Wednesday in the TV category. So I was excited about that.
Odessa Azeon for Marty Supreme. That was kind of surprising, but she did do a great job. I was happy for
I
her.
thought she did a good job too. I'm
So,
surprised that we didn't hear more about her.
yeah, and since Ariana's in there and Amy and Tiana and Woonmi, oh, she's really nice too, Woonmi. But yeah, no, I mean, I think the bigger shock. So wait, these are, let me see. And then with TV, did they always merge supporting actors in TV with the lead? Because like Stephen Graham and Owen Cooper are going against each other.
I wondered that when I was reading through there because I was looking for somebody, trying to remember now who I was looking for, and I was like, wait, where are they? Because I don't see them. And I was like, oh, there it seems like they're combining actor and actress. So maybe so.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. So that's, but for the most part, and then I thought it was interesting, White Lotus got some love, but no Carrie Coon, just Parker Posey and Amy Lou Wood, who are all great in this season.
Right. See,
But
that's more of a that's more of an ensemble for me. And it
yeah, I
didn't
don't,
get
I it'll go to
ensemble, but
Rhea, but yeah.
yeah. Other than that, there were some really great things out. We watched Black Rabbit, the series, over the holidays. I know it's an older series. We finally watched it. It was amazing. Jason Bateman was so good. So I'm glad that he got a nom in that. Ted Danson, like I said, we mentioned him on the last one. Adam Brody's in there. Everybody
I
seems to
was,
be kind of the on par with what we expected to see.
but no Kristen Bell, by the way. Adam Brody got it, but no Kristen Bell, which I mean, I wanted them both, but I was so happy Adam Brody still got it.
Who was in the comedy actress then? I'm trying to think. I mean, do we
It's right
need two
here. It's your
studio? I would
girl,
have replaced one
Jenna.
of the. I would have replaced either Catherine or Catherine. Two Catherines for the studio. I would have replaced one of them with.
Yeah, you're just hurting your chances on them, anyways. I
But
mean, honestly, can anyone but Jean Smart win that one, please? I'm so tired of her winning.
not with this. I think Kristen Stewart would have been Kristen Stewart. I think
Kristen
she
Bell.
would have had the best shot if she would have got in there. Kristen Bell would have been a better shot at beating Gene than anybody else in there.
Yeah, I don't know how that's because, yeah, I agree. It's going to be Jean Smart again. Unless Jenna Ortega surprise us. Who knows?
Who knows? When are their awards? I was looking to see when they're going to broadcast.
March 1st.
March
It's
1st.
literally like, oh, no, because the Oscars are the 15th, I believe.
So are there any shows in February? Or is it going to be us and the Golden Globes and then a huge gap and then SAGs and Oscars?
I guess you're right. See, this is why our show should be in February. Because we get
Yeah.
Globes this Sunday, and then
So that's almost in almost a whole month.
the ones I watch is Critics' Choice, Globes, and then yeah, it would have to be because Screen Actors Guild and Screen Actors used to be in February. I wonder why they moved it up. And then I'm one of the few, I know you do too, sometimes watch the Independent Spirit Awards, which is usually the day before the Oscars, unless they move that up.
Yeah. I used to watch the Independent Spirit Awards more when they were more independent films. Now all the independent films are mainstream and there's such a, I mean, you used to watch the Independent Spirit Awards and hear about movies you never even heard of. It'd
Yeah,
be like
now it's
these little low
like,
budgets. Yeah. So it's a little bit
yeah,
different.
it is different.
And I think we should say congratulations to One Battle After Another, as it did set a nomination record for the SAGs. So this is the first time that I think they've won the had the most nominees at seven than any SAGs in the past. So, and Sinners had five noms, Frankenstein, Hamnet, and Marnie Supreme three. So,
Well, and congratulations to One Battle for winning our association's Best Picture and Best Director, even though I still want to see some Sinners love.
I know. I think we'll see Sinners Love more at the Golden, and I think at the Oscars even we'll see more.
Well, it's anything can happen. We were just the first show, so there's a long road to the Super Bowl of award season. So, and as we know, don't ever. Don't and we all say that these award shows are precursors to the Oscars, but the Oscars has a mind of its own and they can change the script completely.
They can. We've seen it so many times where they're like pluck somebody out of nowhere and it's like, well, I didn't see this coming, and they win. So you're right. That's the great thing I love about the Oscars.
Me
All right, well,
too.
the 2 minutes we have left, what do you want? What two things you're watching right now on TV that you're just stoked about? What are you watching that's just like, I know in the midst of awards, movies, football, everything else, what are you watching?
Well, obviously the new season of Drag Race. It's so but I just started that. I need to get into that. We just finished Stranger Things, which is, coming off if people haven't if they're still catching up. The finale was on New Year's Eve. I feel like I'm still kind of like we're going to watch probably Gen V next, but I also feel like I need a few more kind of like breathers, like, so, oh, because I'm gonna watch. I do want to start watching the new season. We have the first four episodes of Bridgerton season four. So I do want to like, but I want to be in like a good headspace for that and like really enjoy that. That feels like a dessert to me.
Yeah, watch that this weekend. So
You did? Is it
yeah,
good?
I want the rest of the four. Yeah, I liked it a lot. If there's a no spoiler alert, it is the Cinderella story this season,
No,
100%.
that is what it
Yeah,
is. It's the
and they
Cinderella.
do it so freaking. I mean, it is. There is no doubt about it. No
I
doubt.
love
So,
that trope.
I'm anxious to watch the last four episodes because we only got the first four. But that's what it is. And
Yay.
other than that, for us, Will Trent and High Potential started back on ABC, two of our favorite shows. So we're watching that and yeah, like Bridgerton and catching up on some other things. So we'll talk about
Great.
more about that the weeks to come. Well, again, everything Susan does, check out thischicksflix.com. Everything we do, mungleshow.com. We'll be back next week to talk more about the big screen, little screen, award season, and everything else right here.